Victor Echo 7, Bravo, November. Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf.
Oh, good evening, James, 37 COJ.
Good evening, COJ 7 Tango Golf. How goes it?
Yeah, not bad. Just finished dinner a while ago. Just kicking back, relaxing, and sitting outside. It's a beautiful night here.
Can't say that much here. It was lovely earlier today. When I heard cloudy reports over there, it was sunny over here. Now it's mostly cloudy here. A few broken parts, but mostly cloudy. I'm gonna have to see.
Yeah,
all
it's
your
changing
phone.
Here. It's broken. It's kind of dark to the east, but light to the west. So, you know, it's kind of a changing situation.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, well, supposed to be good for the weekend, for the swap meet. Supposed to be fairly decent.
Yeah, oh, we got a few days for that, though.
Yes, we do. I spent the last few days racking my brains over why I couldn't get the Kraken up and running, but now it's up and running. I forgot. I got a brand new phone, and I had to do some minor adjustments.
Oh, what kind of phone did you get?
Just another Samsung. My last one got stolen, and needed a new one, so.
Yeah, that's what I got, Samsung. Did you say it got stolen?
Yeah, got stolen. I left it alone for not even a minute. If I had known stuff when I came in, I could have identified who had it in their bag. I kind of got it. The guy was seen on video. Wasn't good enough for the cops to arrest him, but it was good enough to get Sam out of there for life.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, at least he'll get punished somehow. That's pretty low. Was he like a like a really low-life type of person or what? I mean, geez, to steal a phone. They're so cheap.
Yeah, homeless, low-life, absolutely. All the way. And hanging out with another one. And they were probably watching us when I got up at night. I left it on the seat. I got outside the door, and oops, I turned around to go back in, and I'm gone. Just like that.
Huh. Wow. Well, that's why I wear one of these, my brother always bugs me that I still have a fanny pack kind of thing. It wraps around my waist, right? And right in front is where I keep my wallet, my cell phone, and my keys. So nobody's going to get at that.
Nope, nobody will get it though. Well, I didn't even have my lock code on, so now I have a lock code and it's driving me nuts. But oh well, I'll leave it on. Yeah, I was able to get the phone blacklisted, so even if somebody found it, they couldn't re-register it, it's blacklisted. Then I also put in a kill code because it was turned off. I tried to search it out, but I couldn't search it out until I got home, got another phone of or got online to look for the phone, but it was already turned off, but I did send a code to it to kill the phone, to reset it, so either way, it's done, it's toast, and they'll never get to use it.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, well, kind of people, you know, they just go from one thing to another. It's like living life, you know, scraping along.
Oh, did you drop out or did I drop off?
No, I don't know, maybe you just didn't hear what I just said. I just said, yeah, they're kind of, you know, just scraping by. And any way to get some money. I think I feel sorry for those kind of people because they really, they've lost, they're on a different track somehow, you know.
Yep, different roads, doing different things. Yep. But anyways, got another one. So now I got to wait 3 years for that to expire. Nikki's expires this year, I believe, on her birthday. So she'll get a new phone. I got an S26, S26, whatever. It's just a Samsung phone. And I just had to make some adjustments. And the only person that I know that knows how to make those adjustments is TAC. So I put a Zoom on my phone, and then he logged into my phone and showed me how to do the adjustments, and now she works perfect.
Wow. Huh. I knew TAC was, well, yeah, he does work he's in the cell phone industry, right?
No, not at all, not even close, but he does log on to computers all over the world and does work, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know he's in a tech, some kind of a tech job. Computers, well, I thought it was connected to BC Tel or something like that, but I guess I'm wrong.
Nope, nothing like that. The company he works for, they make limbs, big, huge 3D machines that are at hospitals all around the world, and they service the machines through customer support, or he has to go to those places and fix the machines, the 3D printers, that sort of thing.
Ah, wow, it sounds highly technical.
Yeah, extremely technical. Something I wouldn't want to do, not anymore. Don't even feel remotely close to that sort of technology. I can barely run my computer half the time.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. I have trouble getting it's just like a lot of things. Signing up for, you know, things like trying to get on with the government and getting all that lined up. You got to have a password and all this garbage. And sometimes it takes a long time, and it's really frustrating as hell. Once you get it done, it works, and it's done, right? But it's just so difficult.
Nikki got a new computer recently. It's really fast. Takes seconds to turn on and be at the window to punch in the code. Seconds.
Well, I got my computer is about a year old now, and this is the fastest one I've ever had. I said, I want more RAM than I've been, you know, I bought computers in the past, and I trusted the salesman that it was going to be the power level that I wanted, but it turns out that the last two I got were, like, really not enough RAM for much. They were just, I don't know. So this one is twice the speed, whatever.
Yep, I'd say that about Nikki. She has light speed. I have low speed. Mine takes 5 minutes to warm up. Hers takes a couple seconds. Crazy world. But I do have a Pi 5. It's pretty fast for what it is. Not much bigger than a pouch of cigarettes. It's puny.
Oh, what's that? Like a little, like one of those iPads or something?
No, a Pi 5, Pi 4, Pi 3. I have a Pi 5. What's this? Rogue Crew. Oh, great. Painters. It's a mini computer. It usually runs Linux, but I have my Kraken loaded on it. It's about the size of a pouch of cigarettes.
Right. Okay. So it's like a mini iPad then.
Mini computer, not an iPad. Computer, like a whole computer. It's operating system. Let me go by. Yeah, it's like a little mini computer. It runs Linux. I have Linux on one of the little, what do you call those, RAM things? Yeah, I forget what they're called. And on my other one has the Kraken software.
Okay. Well, I just thought an iPad was basically a little mini computer, right? Does everything, I think. I've never had one, actually, to tell you the truth. But I know my little phone here, if I could get into the internet, I could do just about anything on it.
Yeah, well, iPad is a mini computer, right? I have a tablet, Samsung tablet. It's also a mini computer, but this is a Pi 5. You can build your own, put in it whatever you like, stack them, triplize them, whatever. It's just this little square thing. And it's about the size of a cigarette package.
You keep saying cigarette package. Okay, well, that looks like my cell phone then. That looks like a cigarette package, doesn't it? I can't remember. No, actually, I guess if you turn it sideways, a little bit taller. It's been so long since I smoked.
I tell you what, when I get home, I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you. I think I still have your number in this phone.
Well, you should have. It should be in there. Yeah, COJ, I guess.
Yeah, I put everything in by call sign, but if I remember, I actually put it into the phone. I know it was in the last one, but I don't know if it's in this one. I don't remember.
Just send another one and it should establish.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You can send a text, say hi. And if it isn't there, it will be there. And then I'll send you a picture of my little pie. It's in the trunk, so I'll take a picture of it right beside my Kraken.
Okay. Sounds good.
Oh, Nikki's being disgusting. I said I'd take a picture of my pie and my crack. And then she said, your pants will be up when you take that picture, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's kind of like what I said.
The Kraken. Where have I heard that before? Kind of a word used for some, to describe some fantasy monster or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a monster with big tentacles, like an octopus, like a massive octopus that walks around on whatever it is that is walking on one of its tentacles, maybe, the Kraken, that's what they call it, Kraken STR. Look it up, check it out on YouTube, it's pretty interesting. So with a K, K-R-A-K-E-N-S-D-R. Check it out. The video's pretty cool.
Kraken. Yeah, I think I have in the past. I collect comic books, too, and I think there's some kind of a monster that's very similar to that. I don't know if they call it the Kraken, some of the books that I've read. I've got some pretty old comic books. Horror stuff, right? I liked a lot of that horror and sci-fi from the early 50s. Some really good stuff.
Yeah, not much for horror, but I love science fiction. Yeah. So, yeah, there's lots of stuff.
You like Twilight Zone, Outer Limits?